From the automotive capital of the world, welcome to The Car Show with Dan Petras and Brian Morton.
When I come up to a stop, if I use the brake and stop, then when I let off the brake to go, it jerks.
Problems with your car, truck, motorcycle, minivan, or RV? The solution is just a phone call away. 1-800-859-0957. That's 1-800-859-0957.
I put new front rotors, and when I turn left or right with my foot on the brake, I get a pulsation of the ABS.
And remember, The Car Show is designed for everyone, whether you do your own work, take your car to the dealership, or to the independent service center of your choice.
When it's cold and I start to move, it like the transmission slips and then it catches. What's the answer for that, guys?
Your calls and more when The Car Show returns.
10% of vehicles in the U.S. today have multiple batteries, and this number will get bigger as vehicles become more connected and require more redundancy for higher levels of autonomy. How do you know if your vehicle has multiple batteries? Well, first check the vehicle's owner manual or online sources to know for sure. The most common locations are under the hood, in the trunk, and under the seats. You can also find out over at autobatteries.com. It's powered by Clarios, of course, and has all your auto battery information right there at autobatteries.com. Introducing Argos, the powerful new owned brand of oils and fluids from Advance Auto Parts. Built for DIYers, pro technicians, and everyday drivers, Argos products are engineered to be affordable, reliable, and strong, delivering the performance you need at a price that you'll love. Choose from synthetic blend or full synthetic heavy-duty motor oils crafted to protect your engine and keep you moving with confidence. Argos is available exclusively at Advance Auto Parts and CarQuest locations nationwide and online at advanceautoparts.com.
Car Show with Dan Petras and Brian Morton.
It is. Remember, if you want to get a hold of Dan, because nobody really wants to get a hold of me, if you want to get a hold of Dan, it's all the information is right there at thecarshow.com. Our email, our phone numbers, the time we tape, which is every Thursday at 10 a.m. Eastern, it's all right there. You can call and ask Dan your questions, and Dan will answer them because he's a very, very likable, very nice guy and knows. Probably has forgotten more about cars than a lot of people have ever known, Dan.
Well, that's true, but you have to remember, you know, don't be shy. Everybody wants to send an email or do whatever. You know, we would like to talk to people on air, on the phone, you know, either way. So again, and you know, and the reason why I say that, you know, when it comes time to answer these emails, you know, I don't, Brian, you remember my hands. It looks like I have a bunch of little 2x4s.
They are definitely.
And I have a hard time
hands.
Trying to just get one key. So, you know.
That is true. You could tell by looking at a guy's hands how hard he has worked. And Dan has worked. I could tell you that. You can look at my hands and tell I haven't really worked much at all. And I not that I'm proud of that, but it's like my brother's hands are just like yours. There's lots of bumps and cuts and breaks and abrasions, and it's like, yeah, those are the hands of a guy who has worked for a living. So it's something, you know, to be proud of in my world, Dan.
I know, that's why, you know, so it is true that your hands are softer than your wife's.
They very very much so. What's the old dish detergent that you're soaking in it? That was me.
yes.
What's been going on in the shop this week? Anything good?
Well, not so much good, you know, more and more because of the cost of automobiles. I'm seeing, you know, cars that are, and trucks that are 10 years old, 12 years old, 14 years old, not a bunch of miles. But, you know, in our region, Brian, you have to remember that we have a lot of, you know, for de-icing during the winter, we have a lot of road salts. So the vehicle I had in was a 2014 Chevrolet Silverado. It was a 4x4. 5.3, you know, just touching 100,000 miles. The customer's complaint was, you know, they had a soft brake pedal. What I found out is that getting it up on the lift, that over time, because of these road salts and that the brake lines, they weren't rusted all the way through, but they were leaking in the back of the vehicle. and they were delaminated. I mean, that's the years of the road salts. Yeah. And, you know, a lot of car washes, you go out there today, you know, some of them will have undercarriage sprays, which is a must, especially during the winter months. But so what I ended up doing, you know, did a full safety inspection on the vehicle, and I found out that he needed, you know, a few items. The main thing was in the back, of course, replacing the brake lines. And what I found out, in fact, because I use this on my 20-year-old GMC plow truck, is that Dorman products offers a stainless steel brake line kit for that truck, which is wonderful. So, you know, we knew the back was leaking, but let's do some preventative maintenance here. This is safety. So I ended up buying the Dorman stainless steel brake kit for it. Mm-hmm. And then at the same time, in the back of the vehicle, this is common too, is that the rear splash shields, the backing plates, that protects the water from coming in on the backside of the rotors, or if you have drum brakes, it was gone. Well, luckily, again, Dorman. Now, this is a lifesaver, both for myself and also the customer. Mm-hmm. Normally, when these backing plates rust away, you have to remove, of course, the tire, the rotor, you know, everything off, and even the axle shaft.
Oh, wow.
Well, Dorman's product has the original equipment fix, the OE fix, which is a split backing plate. In other words, it comes in two pieces, so you don't have to pull that axle out. So you simply replace the front portion and the rear portion of this backing plate, which cuts the labor costs down. You know, instead of spending 6 hours, you got it down in 2 hours.
Oh, wow.
To do the backing plate. So that right there is wonderful, thanks to Dorman products. You know, both between the backing plates and also the stainless steel brake lines. So on the other issue too, getting into it, mm-hmm. Recommended he, you know, up on the lift, what do you see? I see a little bit of coolant leaking, and it looked like it was coming back from the backside of the engine. So recommended, you know, didn't know where it was coming from. Didn't know if it was a freeze plug or a manifold gasket, intake manifold gasket. So what we ended up doing is we used a dye, mm-hmm. a UV dye, and put that in first and ran it a little bit and was able to pinpoint where the leak was coming from. And it was coming from, believe it or not, the intake manifold. Here we go. We got an older truck, 14 years old. Yep. Talked to the customer. He says, well, you're going to need a cooling system flush. So, you know, we did the flush, replaced the coolant with Peak. And of course, all of these products. And, you know, again, I don't mention anything unless it does work. Yeah. Luckily, all of this was in stock at Advance Auto Parts. That's the good news. So I didn't have to call around for all this or go to the dealer and wait around. So that's the good news. So getting into the fact that using the Peak antifreeze, and then at the same time, I used the K-Seal Ultimate. And I mentioned to him, this will save hundreds of dollars. And, you know, naturally, you know, with any type of sealers, you know, you got to run it a little bit. So after all the repairs were made on the vehicle, you know, he reported back, said, hey, when can I bring it in, put it back up on the lift? Notice that there was no ultraviolet dye that was coming down. So between the cooling system flush and changing the, you know, the thermostat with the motor rad thermostat and getting the cooling system done on that side, the truck may last him another 14 years, hopefully. And I know he won't have to replace some brake lines again because of the Dorman stainless steel brake lines.
Win-win. That's a great thing. We'll be right back. This is The Car Show. Debris, dust, oil, grease, and corrosion buildup on your vehicle's electronic contacts can lead to contact failure and malfunction. This causes sticking and welding, overheating of contacts, shorting, excess voltage, and overall poor performance. But not all cleaners are suitable for the sensitive nature of electronic components. Enter CRC QD Electronic Cleaner. It's a precision cleaner specifically formulated to clean parts like contact circuits and computer components. It's plastic safe, dries quickly, and leaves no residue. You can learn more at crcindustries.com. Tracking down a coolant leak isn't always simple because the problem can come from multiple components.
KCO delivers a one-step multi-purpose repair that you can trust. One major symptom is a cracked engine block. This can happen if the engine overheats due to lack of coolant. It puts stress on the metal, which ultimately results in a crack. A few reasons why your engine block could crack. Well, water pump failure is one, as it disables proper coolant flow, which can cause overheating. Casting failure during injection molding is another. If the molding results in a thinner section, the application of heat in these thinner areas can lead to engine cracks. The solution? K-Seal Ultimate. Simply shake the bottle and pour into the cooling system via the radiator or expansion tank, then run your engine as normal. From head gasket failures to leaks in your water pump casing, coolant leaks can come from a lot of places. Visit kseal.com for a concise list of common symptoms and the right solutions for each situation. And remember what we always tell you, you don't just seal it, you K-Seal it. Introducing Argos, the powerful new owned brand of oils and fluids from Advance Auto Parts. Built for DIYers, pro technicians, and everyday drivers, Argos products are engineered to be affordable, reliable, and strong, delivering the performance you need at a price that you'll love. Choose from synthetic blend or full synthetic heavy-duty motor oils crafted to protect your engine and keep you moving with confidence. Argos is available exclusively at Advance Auto Parts and CarQuest locations nationwide and online at advanceautoparts.com.
Car Show with Dan Petras and Brian Morton.
Remember, the car is brought to the car. The car. The car is brought to you by whoever paid for it. But the car show is brought to you by K-Seal, the leader in coolant leak repair. In the shop, products that work are essential. And that's why professional technicians like Dan choose K-Seal. It's a one-step coolant leak repair. You just shake, pour, and go. More than 13 million bottles sold worldwide. K-Seal is a proven solution. You can learn more by heading right over to kseal.com. Got an email here, Dan. Let's see. This person has a 2003 4Runner Limited. Said, just had the engine light go on. It previously had the VSC light on, and they said that would come on randomly. I just did a scan, an ODB2 scan, and it showed the P2238 code. That's the only code that's on there. They're wondering, they said the code read is an O2 sensor, positive current control circuit low, bank one, sensor one. They're saying, is this an easy fix? How long would it take to fix? And is the VSC traction light for the same reason? The VSC light is currently on and is not going off like before. Any advice would be appreciated.
Okay. Well, you know, naturally on that vehicle, when the vehicle, the VSC light or lamp, vehicle stability control, that will shut off and turn off due to the fact that if you have an engine drivability problem where you don't have the amount of power to supply to the vehicle, it'll trigger that light first. And then on the other code that came up, the, you know, talking about the 2238 is an indication that the, you know, a problem with the oxygen sensor, like you read it off, bank one, sensor one.
Yep.
The most common problem, and it is an older vehicle, is that inside the oxygen sensor is a heated element. And that what the element does is it brings it into what we call closed loop sooner. And this is because this cuts down on tailpipe emissions. So because of the age of the vehicle, I mean, you could do an inspection of the wiring to, you know, locate bank one, sensor one, oxygen sensor, pull the connector apart and make sure that the pins aren't corroded and inspect the wiring to make sure that, you know, maybe depending on where you live, I've seen in the past where, you know, there would be rodents that would chew on wiring and nest. So I would start off with going to Advance Auto Parts and purchasing an O2 sensor, an oxygen sensor for that specific bank. And as a starting point, especially if you do the visual, and most likely that's going to take care of the problem. And like he said, it would randomly come on and off.
Mm-hmm.
That's because that heating element was failing slowly failing, and then it shorted out all the way.
Okay, so that should solve the problem. I forget, and I park outside, so I probably shouldn't, but I think it's, isn't it, maybe it's just where I live, about rodents getting in underneath and chewing the wires up on cars.
Oh, it's unbelievable. In fact, Brian, what we can do is we'll post, I have a couple things in the past week that pertain to cabin air filters. And the customer was present on this 2019 Pacifica that he looked at the filter. He goes, boy, that doesn't look like it's been changed for a while. I said, but Joe, I want you to look at it a little closer. What do you notice? He says, well, it's pretty bad. I said, no, see what you see there? You have rodents, or rodents were in that part of the vehicle. He goes, what? I go, yeah, that's all chewed away. So what we can do is I'll post, we'll post that filter. Sure. And this will give the listener out there an idea why it's important to take a look at your cabin air filter. And we have to also remember, and I said, I don't think at this point that the rodents ended up within your vehicle because of the fact that there's no chew mark or chew holes that went right through. That was on that vehicle. And then the other posting is going to be about a 2013 Altima that went a little further. I have a cabin air filter that has all this insulation material. Mm-hmm. And then at the same time, the main thing the customer complained about was the fact that there was no airflow. Well, the reason for that was is that rodents got into the cabin air filter area, and what they ended up doing, they did chew through the filter, and they started the nest. So they took some of this insulation, this noise-sounding insulation from the vehicle. It was compacted in the heater blower motor. This is something to see. And this is why this mainly happens if you do have vehicles and you don't move them for a while.
Yeah.
And you're close to a field or you know, when it gets cold out, they want a nest, and it's surprising in how they can get into a vehicle. So not only on the Altima did I have to take care of the cabin air filter and take care of cleaning out the heater blower motor, but then you have to disinfect everything. So
yeah,
that's the next step after that. But yeah, we'll make sure that we get these two items on a post.
Yeah.
You know, a couple of them will just be a photo and the other one may be a video.
Sure.
We'll start off with the video about, you know, this is what happens when you forget or not to take a look at your cabin air filter. And you can actually see the, like I said, where it was definitely chewed on by something.
Now, how often would you check your cabin air filter?
Well, you know, you look at it this way. What's your driving habits? I mean, if you're living in, you know, down a bunch of dirty roads or dusty roads and things like that, you're going to have to look at it more often. Okay. Some manufacturers say every 30,000 miles, but if you're the type of person that has allergies, it's not a bad idea to, you know, maybe every other oil change, have it looked at. No, but here's the problem with that. Some are easy to change and some are difficult. So the issue would be this. If you're going to spend that 15 minutes to get it out, you might as well replace it at that point.
Yeah,
if it's something that you can simply pull out and look at, put it back in, that's a different story. So every vehicle is different, but it's your driving habits. I mean, if you're living in an area that you're doing a lot of road construction, you're going to want to change it more frequently. If you're in, you know, we'll say for an example, the allergies, they make HEPA filters.
Yep.
That for people that do have allergies, that you're going to want to change that a little bit more frequently. And keep in mind, if you're in a humid area, I'm always concerned about mold spores that can form. That's where the HEPA filter fits in. And even in that type of area, if you have high humidity, you want to look at it more often.
Okay. I didn't think about that. I wondered, you know, how often we should be checking those, because it's not something... If you go to the quick oil change place, it's not something they check.
Well, you know. If they do, they keep in mind that they will replace it for you. Okay? Okay. A lot of them do within reason. Some vehicles are very difficult to change them, but the manufacturers over the years started off with seeing a cabin air filter in a lot of the imports first. And, you know, more and more now with domestic cars, you see it. And it serves two purposes. Keeps the air clean within the vehicle, okay, to begin with. And then also it prevents the dirt from contaminating the evaporator inside the vehicle. and bringing dust into the vehicle. So, you know, it's well kept as an idea to look at it. Keep an eye on it. And here's the other issue that you have to remember too. Mm-hmm. If you have a restricted cabin air filter, it can reduce heat and also air conditioning in the summer months because of the fact that, you know, the AC compressor is running longer to achieve temperature because it's starving for air. And again, if you live by trees, a lot of trees or pine cones or pine needles, even more of a reason that if you have a buildup of debris that will form by your wiper blades in that area, that is where the air actually enters within the passenger compartment.
Okay. It's good to know it. It's one of those things I don't think a lot of people think about even checking.
No, we forget about it. And, you know, just because you have your car serviced regularly doesn't mean it's being looked at.
Correct. Correct. I know, like I said, I know the place I go, they've never asked me about the cabin air filter. They check the air filter, but not the cabin air filter, which is different.
Sure.
Yeah. So it's like good to keep an eye on it. It's something you don't really think about. Debris, dust, oil, grease, and corrosion buildup on your vehicle's electronic contacts can lead to contact failure and malfunction. This causes sticking and welding, overheating of contacts, shorting, excess voltage, and overall poor performance. But not all cleaners are suitable for the sensitive nature of electronic components. Enter CRC QD Electronic Cleaner. It's a precision cleaner specifically formulated to clean parts like contacts, circuits, and computer components. It's plastic safe, dries quickly, and leaves no residue. You can learn more at crcindustries.com. Introducing Argos, the powerful new owned brand of oils and fluids from Advance Auto Parts. Built for DIYers, pro technicians, and everyday drivers, Argos products are engineered to be affordable, reliable, and strong, delivering the performance you need at a price that you'll love. Choose from synthetic blend or full synthetic heavy-duty motor oils crafted to protect your engine and keep you moving with confidence. Argos is available exclusively at Advance Auto Parts and CarQuest locations nationwide and online at advanceautoparts.com.
Show continues with Dan Petras and Brian Morton.
It does. Remember, you can reach us. All the information is right there at thecarshow.com. All our numbers, all our email addresses, cell phone numbers, pager numbers, whatever you want. It's all right there, thecarshow.com, right on the front page, right at the top. Very easy to get a hold of us. We don't hide. We're not good at hiding. Dan's not good at hiding. I'm too big to hide, so we're easy to find. As they say, want to remind everybody that we're brought to you in part by the new Peak Titanium Antifreeze Plus Coolant, featuring an advanced formula that cleans and protects against corrosion. Peak Titanium is compatible with any color or type of antifreeze coolant. You can learn more about Peak Titanium Antifreeze Plus Coolant right there at peakauto.com. Let's pull the paper here. We've got an email here. This is kind of interesting, Dan. It says, long story short, I can't get the coil off of my spark plug. He's a 2006 Ford Econoline 4.6 V8 engine. He said, I just replaced the coils last week. The old ones were a breeze to get off, no issues. These new ones have been on for about a week. I went to take a look at my spark plugs today, and I can't get the boot off, any of them. He said, I use spark plug boot grease on the new ones also. The coils on these vans sit all the way down in a well, so I'm headed to the store, he said, to pick up longer pliers and long picks. Do you have any sort of magic answer that would help me with this?
Well, yes. First of all, do not use a pick on it. If you use a pick on it, what's going to happen is you're going to tear that new boot. Okay, that's because they're made out of a silicone rubber. So the best thing you can do, and the only way you're going to get them out without any damage, is that you can go to Advance Auto Parts, your favorite store. I know it is for you, Brian.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a company out there, a tool company, that makes a spark plug boot puller. And this spark plug boot puller is designed where it's not going to do any damage. And what I recommend, I know you're very limited on room on the vans because of the way the engine sets back in. Sometimes what you may have to do on a van, on the Econoline van, is take what we call the doghouse off, the cover that fits around the engine.
Okay.
And then don't try to pull it up in one area, kind of like massage it around. Start off at like maybe, you know, whatever way you want, 9 o'clock, and then go to 12 o'clock and pull up on it. And at the same time, you're rocking that top of that coil. And by doing that, you should be able to get it off, to pull it off. Now, keep in mind too, that on these ignition coils, they do have replaceable boots. So sometimes you can actually take and twist the coil back and forth and actually remove the coil from the rubber boot without tearing it on the down on the bottom side, which may be a lot easier. And again, the idea that the dielectric grease or the silicone grease was placed on it so it prevents a spark plug seizure to the plug boot, you may not used enough. That's the issue, which you have to remember. It's one thing putting it on at the very end of the spark plug boot, I should say the coil boot, but sometimes you may have to take and get it further in because the insulator on the spark plug could be a couple inches tall. And the only place that the grease ended up on, it didn't really, you know, it's at the bottom, but it's not up at the top where where the coil actually pushes down on. I always like taking in fact, the dielectric grease I have is in a squeeze tube that has a point to it, and I'll give it a little spray, push it in a little squeeze up in the top, more inside the boot than at the bottom of the boot. That will prevent the seizure. But again, you know, Advance will have that spark plug boot puller. They have these gondolas or these different racks that they have tools on, but I know for a fact they do sell them.
Oh yeah, I love the tool racks.
That's
one of my favorite parts of going into Advance Auto Parts is going to the tool racks. There's a lot of stuff I don't need in any way, but I always want it.
Well, you want it even though you don't know how to use it.
Exactly. So. That's the other thing. I don't know what this is for, but I want to buy it. And I'm forever, when I go into an Advance Auto Parts, it's always the same. I come out with one thing that my wife says, "What's that?" Not really sure. Why did you have it? It's like to throw in my toolkit. I might need this one day. You don't know.
Right. And then also what I want to bring up too, keep in mind, this is very important, that if you do damage any of the boots, I know he replaced some of the coils, but you still can buy the spark plug boot itself. You do not have to buy the complete coil assembly to replace the boot.
Oh, okay. And no using of a pick in there.
No, well, it's going to tear it.
Right.
It'll definitely, because it's very soft silicone rubber. And what helps a little bit too, if you can try to remove the spark plug boots when the engine is still relatively warm, you know, to make sure it was running for a while and it's still warm. That way the spark plugs are warm, and that'll help in a removal of getting the spark plug boots, freeing them up from the stuck coils.
Yeah, because if they're silicone, they'll be a little softer if they're a little warmer.
Yeah, right. And it's you'll be able to, like I said, get that specialty tool and massage it around and pull it up without any damage.
There you go. That should solve the problem. Here's another email. This person has a 2016 Kia Forte, 1.8 liter L4, four-cylinder? L4?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. It says, how do I replace my coolant? It's like, I've never done much besides top off the coolant in the reservoir, so I'm not really sure what I'm doing here. He says, I've looked up some stuff online, and it seems to be a toss-up between using distilled water over and over and then a concentrated amount of coolant, or draining the coolant system completely and adding 50-50 water to coolant. I'm not sure what I should do.
Well, without having all of the information, we don't know miles and things like that. It's important. But a lot of the extended life coolants are good for 5 years or 150,000 miles, unless you you know, end up getting the peak coolant. Their antifreeze will last a lot longer than that. Their enhanced extended life coolant. I recommend that, you know, if you can, locate the drain valve on the radiator. Make sure you remove the radiator cap. And of course, again, not on a hot engine, but an engine that ran for a while. So everything circulated. You can then at that point, let the radiator drain out. A lot of these coolant tanks themselves can be removed. Mm-hmm. I always like to remove them and flush them out again. You know, doing the distilled water thing can get quite pricey after a while,
yeah.
You know, which is not really necessary. But if you just want to do a basic drain and fill, you can do that. Sometimes you can remove the bottom radiator hose off from a different area or a lower coolant tube on that vehicle to get out as much as you can. And then what you would do, of course, is that you would go to Advance Auto Parts. You would buy the proper coolant for the vehicle. There's, believe it or not, Brian, there's like 12 different coolants out there, and you want to buy the coolant specifically for your vehicle, whether it's at a, you know, German or Asian or North American, Swedish, regardless of what it is, you want to use the right color of coolant. And then, you know, Peak makes it easy. You don't have to worry about distilled water. You can buy the ready mix to go on your vehicle. So whatever you drain out, you can do that. You know, not necessarily, again, if you have lower miles and, you know, it's been 5 years and, you know, you have, you know, not a bunch of miles on it, a drain and fill should work fine. And again, you know, use the Peak coolant. And I would also recommend at that point too, that, same place, Advance Auto Parts, purchase a Motorrad thermostat. You're going to want to replace the thermostat at that time because the thermostat's mechanical. They can last, you know, 20,000 to 25,000 cycles, and, you know, they can bind up, they can wear out, they can get corroded. So if you do the drain and fill along with replacing the thermostat, you should be okay. And always remember too, after you replace a thermostat or drain a cooling system, don't fill it all the way up to the top because you're going to have to, you know, run the engine until it reaches operating temperature. And what you don't want to do is have it filled to the top and then all of a sudden the air is purging out of the system and then the coolant you just replaced in there is going out on the ground. So, you know, make sure that if you can see it in the radiator, just, you know, run the engine to a certain point. Or again, mm-hmm. you know, on Advance's tool rack, you can buy one of these specific funnels that come as a kit that have all the different adapters for your radiator. And you can actually take at that point and have that funnel attached to the radiator. And if it does, you know, bubble up and bleeding out the air, it mm-hmm. goes into the funnel. And then when the thermostat opens, it'll drop back down in. And then that way you don't waste any of the coolant.
Ooh, that sounds like a tool that I need.
Yes, it is.
And I knew when I read it, it's like 50-50 mix. Well, that's very, very old school. The Peak is pre-mixed, so you don't have to worry about that.
That's right. It's ready to go.
Tracking down a coolant leak isn't always simple because the problem can come from multiple components. KCO delivers a one-step multi-purpose repair that you can trust. One major symptom is a cracked engine block. This can happen if the engine overheats due to lack of coolant. It puts stress on the metal, which ultimately results in a crack. A few reasons why your engine block could crack. Well, water pump failure is one, as it disables proper coolant flow, which can cause overheating. Casting failure during injection molding is another. If the molding results in a thinner section, the application of heat in these thinner areas can lead to engine cracks. The solution? K-Seal Ultimate. Simply shake the bottle and pour into the cooling system via the radiator or expansion tank, then run your engine as normal. From head gasket failures to leaks in your water pump casing, coolant leaks can come from a lot of places. Visit kseal.com for a concise list of common symptoms and the right solutions for each situation. And remember what we always tell you, you don't just seal it, you K-Seal it.
To The Car Show with Dan Petras and Brian Morton.
That's right. Remember, The Car Show is brought to you in part by Hotshot Secret and their Stiction Eliminator Oil Treatment. It's engineered to remove the stiction That sludge and varnish created from burnt oil while also lubricating your system. You can drive to hotshotsecret.com for more information. That Stiction Eliminator, I've used that. That does work, I have to say. On my last car, I got rid of a lot of Stiction.
Well, how do you know, Brian? Come on.
I could tell because I was not going through oil like I was. It quit using as much oil. It was using oil. You said, put in that Stiction Eliminator you got. I started doing that and paying attention, and it was noticeable that I was using less oil.
Yeah, over time.
Oh, yeah, I mean, it wasn't instant. That's another thing I think a lot of people think. They think if you pour in one of these additives, boom, you're cured and it's done. It's like, no, it takes a little while for it to work through.
Yeah, just as long as it took to start burning oil.
Exactly. Maybe not as long as it started, because you do a lot of damage and the repair is hopefully not as long. Yeah.
Well, you know, you have to remember a lot of these newer vehicles today, they have what they call low tension piston rings and oil rings. Mm-hmm. So it's even more of a reason why you have to change your oil more frequently or use a Stiction remover, because what happens with that low tension, they can from the burn oil, they can stick more frequently. So okay. If you start off with, you know, making sure you change your oil more frequently, you won't end up with that. And a lot of people are unaware that their vehicle is even using oil.
Yeah.
Well, say if you have an older car, you know, 6 or 7 years old, well, like even in your case, mm-hmm. 6 or 7 on your old vehicle, 6 or 7 years old, and, you know, you changed oil. And then, you know, over time, what would happen is that no one ever told you that when you went in for an oil change, that even though you may only have 4 or 5,000 miles on it, you were 2 quarts low.
Right.
So it happens because of the low tension piston rings.
Okay. And because of those, would you treat like you adding this Hotshot Secret Stiction Eliminator like adding a fuel additive? Would you do this like every oil change or every other oil change?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. You can buy a larger quantity and you only use very little, maybe an ounce per quart over that. So it's going to last you a while. Okay. It'll prevent that, especially if you're changing your oil at, you know, like every 5,000 miles.
Yeah. Okay. I assumed I could do that, but it's always good to ask the expert before you start adding stuff to your car.
Yes.
All right. Here's a guy. He doesn't tell us what kind of car or mileage. He says he had an oil change back in December. He says, I'm not due to change for another couple of hundred miles. I drove 3 hours to another city, had no issues. I'm driving back home today. He said, as soon as I got off the interstate into my town, oil lights started blinking on and off, and my engine started making a rough noise when I pressed the gas. He goes, I live less than 2 miles off the interstate. Then I slowly coasted home. Checked my oil after about 30 minutes after I got home, and it was super low. It says, turns out I had an oil leak that I was unaware of. I leave when it's dark and get home after dark, so I never saw the oil stain in my garage. Said, I'm worried sick that I've ruined my engine. My sister's bringing oil over tomorrow to help top it off before I move it, and I plan on getting it looked at ASAP. I'm looking for opinions on whether I've destroyed my engine.
Well, just like anything, here we go. We don't know your make and model. That's why it's so important, whether it's an email or a voicemail. Give us all the information that we need. But it's not uncommon for older vehicles, especially if you're not up on changing oil frequently enough, that the Stiction can form on the oil rings. And over time, especially as the oil ages and dilutes out, you'll start burning that oil. So even though he mentioned he may have a leak on the floor, mm-hmm. you know, if it was extremely low, I think you would really notice a lot of oil on the floor. It wouldn't be just a little bit of oil staining.
Right.
And again, we don't have that many details. So where I would start off, if he's capable of doing this, he can do his oil change instead of just adding to the engine. He may want to start off, he said he was due for an oil change. Mm-hmm. Let's change the filter. Let's put in fresh oil. Let's use the Hotshot Secret. Let's go with some Stiction remover, you know, read the container, do a douse on that, and then start it up, let it idle, see if there's any engine noise. And then after this point, what you're going to want to do is you're going to want to take and at least, naturally, you want to take a look to see where the oil is leaking, if it is a severe leak.
Yeah.
But I doubt it very much. I just think it burn it because of the age of the vehicle. And then, you know, check your oil. A lot of people don't check their oil right. like they should. And, you know, so we'll say you put on, you know, 300 miles a week, check it after that point once a week and see if you're, see if it's using oil. And if it is, you know, give that Hot Shot Secret Distinction Remover a chance to work. Hopefully that'll resolve that. And if you do have a, have an oil leak, have that corrected. But, you know, very simple, but again, I don't know how many times that I'll have, vehicles that come into the shop and you pull that oil plug and you know, it holds 5 quarts and it looks like there's only three that come out of it. I normally measure it and bring it up to the customer, especially monitoring and looking at the sticker. Sometimes, you know, these vehicles, you know, they're changing their oil every 5,000 or 6,000 miles. It will consume oil. Some engines are known to consume oil. A lot of the manufacturers will state it's not uncommon to use a quart of oil every 1,000 miles. So, you know, that's why we need year, make, and model.
Yeah.
We need a little bit more information on, to, you know, how to properly diagnose the problem you're having.
Right. And going back to basics, how often is it, should you be checking your oil? Every fill up?
I would do it every fill-up. Absolutely check it. And especially it gives it time for the oil to drain down. But the best time to check it is in the morning if you can. Check it when it's cold. You don't even have to get your hands dirty. You just pull the stick and look at it and put it back in again because the oil is already settled down into the engine's crankcase.
Yeah, so once a week before you head out on a weekend, you know, maybe make that your Saturday routine. Every Saturday when you get up before you leave to go somewhere, just check the oil real quick.
Right.
And it gives you an idea of where it's at.
Yeah. And don't forget about your tire pressure. Do that once a month. You know, check your tire pressure.
Yep. And do the walk around. You and Roger used to always tell me, and I've got it. It's a habit now that I do the walk around. Look at the tires. Look at, you know, the car. There's any damage to the car. Look at the back. You know, I do that just about every day, even when I leave from home and then I leave from work, I walk around the car and just give it a once over just to see, make sure. One of the guys I worked with here, I got him started to do it. I said, just do a walk around, look at your tires and stuff. And he called me a couple weeks ago and said, hey, I was walking around my car and guess what? On the passenger side that I never walked around before, he goes, there's a bubble on the back tire sticking off the side. And I went, that's why you do a walk around, because you never know. You know, he said, I it was fine this morning. And I went, you probably hit a pothole on the way to work and damaged the tire.
Right. And that's what they call an impact brake. When you see the bubble, the bubble's in there because the air pressure is pushing it out. And you also did damage to the tire. So that tire on the sidewall should be replaced.
Yep. He had to get it replaced, but he was just, he's like, I never thought about doing a walk around until you said that. And he goes, and I'm glad I did it because when I left work, and I said, you had a pothole on the way to work this morning. He goes, I did. And I went, I'll bet that's what did it. It's really easy to neglect these things, and we all do it. I'm not, you know, I wouldn't cast aspersions on anybody because, you know me, I'm the king of why do today that I could put off until tomorrow, you know.
Right.
But it's very simple just to walk around and just look, and you never know what you're liable to see. And if he had driven home on that, you know, who knows what might have happened. It could have had a blowout.
Well, and just like you stated about the place that services your vehicle that changed oil, they never mentioned anything about a cabin air filter.
No.
You know, it's up to the vehicle owner to do the preventative maintenance and follow up on things that should be, repaired.
Right. And it's easy. It's just a little bit of time. But again, everybody has not enough time. What do you say? Not enough time to do it, but enough time to not do it right?
Right. You never have enough time to do it right, but always enough time to do it over.
There you go. Perfect. Till next week, everybody, have a great driving week ahead. Brake operation is a vital part of vehicle safety. It's important to properly maintain your vehicle's brakes and, when appropriate, repair and replace select brake components.
Today, we're going to look at the importance of using machined brake rotors, courtesy of CRC Brake Clean, the industry-leading brake cleaner. New brake rotors feature a machined finish, not just for appearance, but to increase the friction level by scrubbing the brake pad material. If you're installing new brake pads, make sure the rotors are also new, as the machined finish raises the pad temperature and aids in the final curing of the pad. Installing new pads onto used rotors, often referred to as pad slap, negatively affects brake-in process, overall brake performance, and pad longevity. Always innovating to provide products with a competitive edge, CRC Industries is proud to offer non-chlorinated brake clean for your brake cleaning needs. Featuring a powerful formula that cleans and dries faster than ever, non-chlorinated brake clean requires less product to remove dirt and grime from brake system components. You can learn more about brake clean and other automotive solutions right there at crcindustries.com.